57. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a fun tune from English composer Robert Docker called The Fairy Dance Reel, performed there by the RTE Concert Orchestra, conducted by Barry Knight here on Kansas Public Radio, where there's a bit more classical music for your Tuesday afternoon. And I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be the one to bring it to you. We're here until 3 p.m., and in this noon hour, we've got some fun things indeed, such as the Fifth Hungarian Dance by Johannes Brahms, and we'll spend time with the Philharmonia Orchestra, and the Orpheus in the Underworld Overture, very lively music by Jacques Offenbach awaiting us a bit later on down the line. Thanks for being with us. And all the while, we're hoping to hear from you with a pledge of support for classical music in the afternoon. You can make that pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-577-5268. As the music plays, our volunteers will stand by to take your call. Thanks for being a listener to classical music on KPR, and we hope you can take that next step and support us with your pledge. We'll talk about that a bit later on. I mentioned the Philharmonia Orchestra, and they're with us right now under conductor Riccardo Muti for a little bit of music that is always radio magic. I mentioned this last afternoon, and we're actually going to play it now from Rossini, the overture to the last of his 39 operas from 1829. Yes, it's the William Tell Overture, as we continue here on KPR. Music that's always a lot of fun and a magical thing to listen to. The William Tell Overture by Rossini, played by the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Riccardo Muti, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's about 12:22, and we'll have another visit from the Philharmonia Orchestra a bit later this hour, when they bring us the Orpheus in the Underworld Overture by Jacques Offenbach, still to come in this noon hour on a Tuesday afternoon. And a gorgeous one at that. We've got sunny skies and 77 degrees here on the KU campus on our way to a high of 87 for tonight, clear with lows in the mid-50s. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Genovese for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Genovese Italian Restaurant is located at 712 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. It is our membership drive, the Fall Fanfare, during a time when we're hoping to hear from you with a pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-577-5268. We say it often, and it's very true. Everything that we do here on Kansas Public Radio, whether that be classical music, NPR News, jazz, trail mix with Bob McWilliams, or the Retro Cocktail Hour, it's all made possible with listener support. It doesn't exist without your interest, without your willingness to listen, but also your willingness to pledge in whatever amount you can afford, whether that be $5 or $10 or $15 a month, a one-time gift of $30 or $60, whatever you feel the music is worth to you, that's what we're asking for this afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org. Or that number again is 888-577-5268. And I've got a couple of guests hoping to encourage you to take that step. Kelly Schrote of the Lead Center, as well as the newest addition to our development team, Max Paley. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, it's so nice to be here with you. And hi, Kelly. Always nice to see you.
Hi, Max.
Man, the William Tell Overture. I love that piece, and what a perfect day to be hearing a piece like that. So much energy, so much excitement. And, you know, it was Jeff Watson who picked that piece, because that's a beautiful thing about KPR. All of our classical programming is hosted by knowledgeable hosts who, yeah, Jeff, you're no longer a guest. We've got you.
Oh, thank goodness.
And our classical hosts, Cordelia, Jeff, Destiny, they know the music. They know what you want to hear. You're listening right now to hear pieces like the William Tell Overture, and we're here to ask for your support today. And today is the best day yet to contribute, because we have a challenge on the board from a Mrs. Judy Paley of Lawrence. Hi, Mom. And Judy is going to be adding $100 to the next five pledges. So now is the time. Your $50 pledge becomes $150. Your $100 pledge becomes $200. Mm-hmm. And I'll stop there. I don't need to do the math for you. But now is the time to call 888-577-5268. Or Kelly, they can always go to kansaspublicradio.org.
They can go to kansaspublicradio.org. Or if you have the app, you can also check out the app, and you can give through the app as well. Coming from my background, which is opera and music theater, the William Tell Overture in particular was a huge piece in my history. But talking about curated music here on KPR, it's so important. I think we forget in the age of Spotify and Pandora and those kinds of applications, which are great. But sometimes we can get into a box where we don't experience new things and we don't learn new things. And KPR is a wonderful opportunity to learn new pieces, you know, or to hear new artists performing some of our longtime favorite pieces. And you only get that when you have our wonderful, knowledgeable hosts here on KPR that can bring those experiences to our listeners, to you, our listeners. So this hour is an important hour because Judy Paley, hi mom, Max's mom, has offered to give an additional $100 for each of the first five pledges. So as Max mentioned, if that's $100 that you would like to give, then it'll be doubled to $200 and so on and so forth. We have a goal of $1,500 for the next 3 hours. So that's $500 this hour. And you can make your gift at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org. If you're an app person, there's also the app. And it's a great way to continue to grow our experiences, don't you think, Jeff?
Oh, quite so, quite so. We want to grow our experiences. We want to grow our ability to share music with you. We all want to grow as individuals, and we want to grow our operation. What we do is come to you, those of you who directly enjoy this service, those of you with a emotional investment of having classical music on the radio as well as NPR News and everything that we do here on KPR. As for that music, we'll bring in the London Symphony Orchestra and conductor Antal Doradi to enjoy a dash of Brahms music. Here's the Fifth Hungarian Dance in G on Kansas Public Radio. Yes, it's Brahms, the Fifth Hungarian Dance in G minor, as played by the London Symphony, led by Antal Doradi, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:30. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. It's a great time to make your voice heard and to pledge in support of classical music on Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. Be the first one to support classical music in the afternoon and have $100 added to your pledge by Judy Paley, Max Paley's mother, who's adding $100 to the first five pledges for this afternoon's music. Support for classical music also comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Some more fun music will bring in Jacques Offenbach and the wonderful operatic lampoon of the ancient legend of Orpheus and Eurydice, in which this version we find Orpheus not as the son of Apollo, but a rustic violin teacher. Yes, it's the Orpheus in the Underworld Overture. Once again with the Philharmonia Orchestra, here on KPR. And there, the dazzling Orpheus in the Underworld Overture, music by Jacques Offenbach. And another go-around today with the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Antonio de Almeida, here on Kansas Public Radio, where there is about 10 minutes to go until the top of the hour in news from NPR. There's a bit more music on the way before the hour is through, when the Northern Sinfonia of England brings us a bit from English composer Ernest Tomlinson. A lovely, graceful dance for orchestra is in store for us. As we enjoy the music, we're also anticipating your call and your pledge of support for Classical Music in the Afternoon at KansasPublicRadio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. Your pledges are what makes classical music as well as NPR News and everything that we do here on KPR possible. And I'd like to say some thank yous to some listeners who made their pledges this afternoon. Thank you to Jen Hubin of Overland Park, Kansas, who sends a special shout-out to Destiny, who you can hear most evenings beginning at 7 p.m., a wonderful addition to the KPR staff, not just a wonderful radio announcer, but also a classically trained violinist and wonderful live performer. We're all lucky to have her. Thanks as well to Scott Jarbo and Amy Whitman, who are making their pledge today from Glendale, Missouri. They used to be in the KPR area, but they've left the community, but they still keep classical music as well as trail mix very close on the KPR app, and they thank us for all that we do. Well, thank you, Scott and Amy of Glendale, Missouri. Classical music is a special thing to the extent where people are willing to carry it wherever they go, and if it's special to you, and we think it might be because you're listening to us this afternoon, be the next one to support us at KansasPublicRadio.org or 888-577-5268 in whatever amount that you can afford. And I'm joined by Kelly Schroat of the Lead Center and a member of our development team, Max Paley. And Max, I understand that only two callers remain who have a chance to take advantage of your mother's generous offer. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jeff. Jan and Scott and Amy have taken advantage of this opportunity to have $100 added to their pledge of support today. They are listening right now because they enjoy the programming that they hear during Afternoon Classical with Jeff Watson. It sounds like they also love hearing Destiny and love hearing Bob on Trail Mix. So many reasons to tune into Kansas Public Radio and so many reasons to give and pledge your support right now. Number one being, we have a challenge on the board. The next two callers are going to have $100 added to their pledge thanks to Judy Paley, a later-in-life cello student, and a classical music fan. So won't you join Scott, Amy, and Jan by calling 888-577-5268? It's also very easy to make a pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Yes, and we want to thank Jeff and Linda Seabaugh for their $120 gift, which is going to have an additional $100 added to it. Thank you to Judy Paley as well. And they are from Baldwin City. Jeff and Linda are. Thank you so much for your gift today. It is a wonderful way to give to future generations when you choose to give to KPR. We talk a lot about that at the Lead Center as well, because we have many of our donors that also give at KPR, and they give because they're passionate about making sure that future generations are able to enjoy classical music, enjoy things that maybe aren't as readily accessible. Some classical music's not as readily accessible as it used to be. And so making sure that that tradition and that legacy carries on. And so you can do that today as well by going to kansaspublicradio.org and giving on the website. You can also give on the app. And you can call us and talk with one of our volunteers. I think Gracie is on the phone today. And that number is 888-577-5268.
888-577-5268 is where you can talk to someone here, staffed by real people. No robots here. We've got Jeff Watson selecting this amazing music, the Rossini, and that Hungarian dance. I really appreciate all of the hosts that we have here. Destiny and Cordelia also do a fantastic job. Won't you join Scott, Amy, Jeff, Linda, and Jan and call in or go online right now to make your pledge of support to make sure that classical music that you hear 5 days a week on KPR can continue for the next generation. Once again, that phone number, 888-577-5268.
It's true. There are no robots here. I may be 60% robotic, but I still know how to cry. Not true. That's mainly when I've hurt myself, but still. But still. In all seriousness, Kelly, I like what you said. You're doing something for future generations. Your pledge not only supports a service that you're enjoying right now, it's something that you're doing for everyone else in your community who relies on classical music. And that's not just now, but also in the future, because we're paying for the future of Kansas Public Radio right now. Won't you be the next one to join us at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268? As we hope to receive your pledge, we'll enjoy the Northern Symphony of England, conductor David Lloyd-Jones, and some music from English composer Ernest Tomlinson, working in that genre of light music. They call this one The Graceful Dance. Next for you on KPR. We call that one The Graceful Dance from composer Ernest Tomlinson. We listen to the Northern Symphonia of England led by David Lloyd-Jones here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 1 o'clock and about time for NPR News, and we're going to follow that with the next hour of classical music, which begins with an enchanting romance for orchestra from China and the Russian Philharmonic with the music of Dvorak and Prague waltzes. On the way, during classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks to those of you who have made your pledge in support of classical music in the afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org during the fall fanfare. We appreciate your pledges. Everything that you do makes what we do here on KPR possible, and we hope to be able to bring you music throughout the next year. But it takes a little help. It takes your pledge. We hope you can be the next one to support us. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon.
At Mornings on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and of course online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Law News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beautiful romance for orchestra and violin, and one that hails from China, and composer Qin Yong Cheng. Performance by the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony, led by Kenneth Jean and violinist Takako Nishizaki, here on Kansas Public Radio. Here at KPR, we bring you the familiar works by Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms. We also go out of our way to try to find something a little bit different, a little bit off the beaten path, and that romance that we just heard is a fine example of some music I encountered just while wandering through the KPR Music Library, our vast library and collection of classical music holdings, which we expand every day thanks to the support and donations of listeners. If you're a listener who appreciates classical music, we hope you can pledge your support during the fall fanfare on this Tuesday afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. We thank those of you who have taken that step already this afternoon. We hope you can be the next one to support us. As for our music this hour, we have the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra joining us a bit later on for music by Howard Hanson and a substantial orchestral creation, the Bold Island Suite. That'll be in just a bit. We're in the company next of the Russian Philharmonic, conducted by Dmitry Yablonsky, for fun dance episodes from Antonin Dvorak. Next, we'll enjoy Prague Waltzes on KPR. Prague Waltzes by Antonin Dvorak, performed by the Russian Philharmonic, conducted by Dmitry Yablonsky. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 1:20. On the way, the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra will join us in a few short minutes with a marvelous orchestral creation by Howard Hanson known as the Bold Island Suite. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Friday evening, puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' book to life. Details at jccc.edu/MTC. There's another source of support for Kansas Public Radio that I'd like to talk to you about now, and that is your pledge in whatever amount you can afford for classical music here in the afternoon. You can make that pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. Take that step and help ensure the future of classical music, a special radio resource that isn't to be found just anywhere, and a special experience that people get each and every weekday afternoon, in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening, the three times that we bring you music. You have a lot of different ways of listening to music. You've got your own libraries, you've got whatever you can find online, but you've chosen to be here with us this afternoon. The ease of getting classical music on the radio makes it very appealing, but of course it doesn't just happen. It takes a lot of work here at the KPR studios, work that is only made possible by your donation, and we hope you can be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org. And by we, I mean myself, as well as Kelly Schroat of the Lead Center and a member of our development team, Max Paley. And Max, I understand that we have a little bit left to go on our challenge this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. So nice to be here with you and with Kelly. And we do have just a couple more pledges that we're looking for in order to unlock this challenge from Judy Paley, a later-in-life cello student. She's going to add $100 to the next two calls that we get or the next two pledges online. Of course, you can do that at kansaspublicradio.org. You can always call. Someone on the staff will pick up. We've got Gracie on the phones right now, 888-577-5268. Like Jeff said, there are a lot of ways to listen to classical music. You've chosen today to listen to Kansas Public Radio. We also have a fantastic partnership with a lot of local organizations, one of which is the Lead Center. And we've got Kelly Schroat here from the Lead Center. But the partnership that we are really looking for today is for you to partner with us by making your pledge of support at 888-577-5268, or you can go online to kansaspublicradio.org.
That's right, Max. We have a wonderful partnership with KPR, the Lead Center does, and it is because of your gifts and your continued support for KPR that we're able to maintain those partnerships. We have a wonderful Olga Kern International Piano Competition winner. Jonathan Mamora will be at the Lead Center on Sunday, October 6th, and KPR will be coming over to record that. So perhaps you're not able to make it on Sunday the 6th, then, or it is a ticketed event, so maybe it's a little bit outside of your realm right now, but you are going to be able to hear Jonathan's beautiful playing at a later date here on KPR. And the way that we're able to do that is through your gift. Today's a great day to give because Judy Paley has so generously offered to add $100 to the first five pledges that come through. And we have two more pledges that we're looking for. And you can reach out to us at 888-577-5268 and give Gracie a shout, and she can help you with your gift, or you can go to kansaspublicradio.org. And make your gift online.
That's right. Very easy to do online. There's a big red donate button. Speaking of things that you would miss, would you miss classical music if you weren't hearing it on Kansas Public Radio 5 days a week? Would you miss Jeff Watson? Would you miss Cordelia? Make sure that they're here for not only you, but for the next generation of listeners. And the way that you can do that most effectively is by making a contribution today, having Miss Judy Paley, hi mom, add $100 to your pledge. And you can do that at kansaspublicradio.org or always toll free, 888-577-5268.
I know I wouldn't miss me, but then that's to be expected. But I would miss the music. That would be a shame to say goodbye to. But luckily we don't have to because of the support of listeners who have brought us this far. We hope you can be the next one to support us and bring us throughout the next year. It's at kansaspublicradio.org, and I think it's time to proceed with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and Eric Kunzel to hear some music that Howard Hansen wrote. He had this home in Maine, where off the coast was a dazzling sight, a wonderful island that jutted 100 feet into the air and covered in virgin pine that was known as Bold Island. And he wrote some music trying to express the majesty of the place. And we'll hear Hansen's Bold Island Suite next with the Cincinnati Pops on Kansas Public Radio. A gem of an orchestral suite, one composed by Howard Henson, called the Bold Island Suite, capturing the majesty of a wonderfully pined island just off the coast of Maine. We heard the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 1:50 in about 10 minutes until the news from NPR. Before the hour is through, the Vienna Philharmonic will bring us a tiny bit from Edvard Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Support also comes from you and your wonderful support of classical music during our fall fanfare. Pledge your support in whatever amount you can over at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. It's your pledge that makes everything that we do here on KPR, whether that be classical music, NPR news, jazz, the retro cocktail hour, trail mix, a whole world of magical radio, exists because of the support of listeners. That's why your pledge today is so important. We're working to ensure the future of great music and wonderful experiences on the radio each and every time you tune in. Again, the pledge can be made at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And I'd like to say thank you to William Brown of Overland Park, Kansas, renewing his membership this afternoon. Thank you very much. As well as thanks to a new member, an anonymous member, from Topeka, Kansas, who joined us this afternoon. We appreciate those pledges, and we hope we can...
This is a coordinated monthly test of all broadcast stations in Kansas and the Kansas City metropolitan area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is now being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, such as severe weather watches or warnings, or other local area emergencies, official messages and tones. This station serves the state of Kansas and or the Kansas City area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Thank you very much, Emergency Alert System. They've got our back. Thanks very much. And thanks once again for your pledges of support. Let's hear from you next at kansaspublicradio.org. What's it looking like over there in the big room, Max?
Well, now is the time to make your pledge. I will say that we did meet the challenge from Judy Paley.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Later in life cello student. But that doesn't mean that it's still not the best time to make your contribution today in support of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. The emergency broadcast system is serving the state of Kansas. Well, so is Kansas Public Radio. We bring you, like Jeff said, jazz, news, talk radio on KPR2, and of course this classical program here, afternoon classical, in the mornings with Cordelia, and in the evenings with Destiny. If that's important to you, if you think that it's worth a little bit of your hard-earned treasure, you can show us exactly how much it is worth to you by calling 888-577-5268, or you can always go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, I really enjoy the afternoon classics. It's a time, usually during the day, that's pretty busy, and I have a moment to take a breath and have some lunch, sometimes go for a little walk, and it's wonderful to just put on my KPR app and listen to some classical music. And all of the hosts have such wonderful, relaxing voices, and it helps me sort of like have a mini spa moment, if you will, in the midst of my busy day. And for me, and I know for a lot of people that I'm friends with and a lot of donors that we have at the Lead Center, that it's a great opportunity to take a breath and to relax. And that is worth so much because if you have your little mini spa every day on KPR, then you don't have to go to a local spa and spend that money. What you can do is you can give KPR that money that you would be giving to a local spa, and you have a much greater return on your investment because you're helping future generations enjoy classical music and great programming like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And it's also a great opportunity to support your community and support your local radio station. So if you would like to continue that today, then you can call at 888-577-268 and visit with Gracie. And you can also give on our KansasPublicRadio.org website or on the app.
We hope you are the next one to support us at KansasPublicRadio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. We have a little bit of time left this hour, so let's bring in the Vienna Philharmonic and conductor Herbert von Karajan to enjoy Morning from Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, music by Edvard Grieg, here on KPR. The Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, helping to bring the serenity this afternoon with Morning from Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, music by Edvard Grieg, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 2 o'clock and news from NPR just ahead. In the next hour of classical music, Beethoven and one of the marvelous string quartets, along with music by Stravinsky, Jeffrey Bush, and others. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 25th Annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center, open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu. And Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Hey, is it
your Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little bit more from the genre of English light music. That was by composer Sidney Torch, a little tune called Going for a Ride, put on for us by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth there on Kansas Public Radio, where we're taking you for a ride through the world of classical music. Coming up, we'll have the Takash Quartet and a marvelous early string quartet from Beethoven, plus the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, with a little something by Igor Stravinsky before the hour is through. All the while, we hope to hear from you with a pledge of support for classical music in the afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. Many of you have made the decision to pledge this afternoon, and we thank each and every one of you who has done so. But we still have quite a bit to go on our overall goal for this afternoon, and you can help us get there. Again, pledge in whatever you can afford at kansaspublicradio.org or at 888-577-5268. We'll listen to a little bit more 20th century English music and bring you something by the composer Jeffrey Bush, who was born in 1920 and was largely self-taught as a composer, apart from piano lessons taken at the age of 7 and a little bit of advice later that he got from fellow composer John Ireland. Bush's music was a constant and welcoming presence on BBC Radio in the early 20th century. Here's a little something he wrote called Consort Music on KPR. That suite known as Consort Music from 20th century English composer Jeffrey Bush. Some music that's just nice, uncomplicated, easygoing, and fun. Played by the English Northern Philharmonia, conductor David Lloyd-Jones, back this afternoon on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting this evening that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenterofLawrence.org. It's about 2:20 and still to come. Music by Beethoven, one of the marvelous string quartets, is on the way, along with a short tango from Stravinsky, put on for us by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Before we get to that music, though, I want to take just a moment to remind you that there is another important and crucial source of support for Kansas Public Radio, and that is your pledge this afternoon at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. I'm joined this afternoon by Kelly Schroed of the Lead Center and Max Paley of our development staff, and we're here today with one question. We're wondering if there are three directors out there. Let me explain. We have just a little bit to go left on our overall goal for this afternoon. We need to raise about $300 in the next few minutes to stay on track, and we're wondering if there are three of you out there willing to pledge $10 a month. Join us at the Directors Club level of $120 for the year, which can be paid in increments of $10 a month. And if three of you are able to do that right now, it'll go a long way to helping us stay on track for our goals this afternoon. So be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org or, of course, toll-free at 888-577-5268.
That's right, 888-KPRK, using one of those out there. I know that Jeff Watson at his home studio still has a rotary phone.
Oh, yeah, shaped like a hot dog and everything.
Oh, man, I love it, yeah.
This is why we need support, so we don't have to continue to use rotary phones at KPR.
That's exactly it. Well, and, of course, if you do have a smartphone, if you've joined the 21st century with the rest of us, we have the KPR app. But the question is, why would you support classical music on KPR? Well, I think the answer is simple. We have Destiny in the evenings. They are curating a playlist for you every single day, taking into account what we've heard from listener feedback, what they enjoy to listen to themselves. You're really getting a independently curated list just for you. If you think that's valuable, like Jeff said, you could join us at the director level, $10 a month. You hardly even notice it. Maybe KPR is worth a dollar a day to you. That's one $365 donation. You can do that right now online. Help us keep on track, like Jeff said, 888-577-5268, or online. It's easy to do there as well, kansaspublicradio.org.
Max, there are so many wonderful programs on KPR that I know that I enjoy, and I know that our patrons over at the Lead Center enjoy. And we do some wonderful collaborations with KPR. We have another one coming up quickly. KU Symphony Orchestra will be playing on September 25th with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson as special guests. And KPR, because of the support of KPR listeners, we're able to continue to collaborate. KPR will be coming over and recording that. And that will be used later on in regular rotation here at KPR and across the listening area. Others will be able to participate in hearing some live local musicians playing some classics. And that's really exciting. Can you imagine how many programs we can continue to put on the air? We can continue to share across the listening area. If you choose to give today at the $300 level, and again, that's $10 a month. That's $10 a month. And with that commitment, we can continue to collaborate between KPR and the Lead Center and bring amazing programming to the listening area.
That's right. We are committed to you, and we're hoping that you're committed to us. You can show us right now your level of commitment. It's easy to do, kansaspublicradio.org, or you can talk to Gracie on the phones by calling 888 877-5268. We're going to get back to the music pretty soon, but we just want to let you know that we appreciate you listening out, that you appreciate the programming that you hear, classical programming, 5 days a week right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Indeed. Your pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org goes a long way to helping us bring you classical music in the next year and beyond. Thanks very much to all of you for your marvelous support. Now let's bring in the Takash Quartet to hear something by Beethoven, who dominated in the genre of string quartets. And we're going to hear an early one of his from 1798, one which in its dynamic signature markings is this note. This piece is to be played with the greatest delicacy. That's String Quartet No. 6 of Opus 18 for you next on Kansas Public Radio. One of the early string quartets by Beethoven from 1798, String Quartet No. 6 of Opus 18, performed for us today by the Takash Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 2:50, about 10 minutes, until news from NPR and all things considered at 3 p.m. Before we get to 3 p.m., the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra has a bit of tango music from Stravinsky to share in just a short time. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Of course, support for classical music also comes from you and your pledge during the fall fanfare. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you who has made a pledge for classical music, indeed, from the start of this morning all the way till now. And I'd like to say a thank you as well to Tobias and Abigail Slingensipin, state representatives from Topeka, who pledged and helped keep us on track for our goals, as well as a generous pledge from an anonymous donor from right here in Lawrence, Kansas. Your pledges have helped keep us on track, and we're in a pretty good shape as far as our goals are concerned before 3 o'clock rolls around. We're hoping to raise an additional $500 for classical music in the afternoon before 3 o'clock rolls around, and we need your help to do it. Your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268 will help give the gift of classical music to an entire community of people who rely on beautiful radio and wonderful experiences each weekday. Thanks again for your pledges of support, and we hope you can be the next one. I'm joined here by Kelly Schroed of the Lead Center, as well as Max Paley of our development staff. How's it going in the big room, guys?
So nice to be here with you, Jeff. Yeah, everything's going great. We're feeling about as exuberant and triumphant as the ending to that Beethoven piece. What a beautiful piece, and thank you, Jeff, for curating such an amazing playlist for us today. Really feeling the love today. And, you know, radio is a funny thing. We send this music and we send this news and information out into the world as an FM signal. There's really not a great way for us to know who's listening, how many of you are listening. Is anybody listening? But during the pledge drives, we can really get a good sense of the people that are listening, the people that appreciate it. So thank you very much if you've already called in your pledge of support during our Fall Fanfare 2024 drive. If you haven't yet and you're still waiting, there's no time like the present. It's really easy to do. You can use your KPR mobile app. You can log on to the website, kansaspublicradio.org. Mm-hmm. Or the number is really easy to remember, but I feel like I've forgotten the number.
The number is 888-577-5268.
That's right.
And as you stated earlier, if you are still using a rotary phone, that is 888-KPRKANU. But we are hopeful that we don't have to use rotary phones here at KPR any longer because of your support. And apparently people are listening. They definitely are listening better than my kids, because we've had some very generous gifts come in the last hour. So thank you again to Tobias and Abigail, as well as our anonymous donor. Thank you. We've had two anonymous donors since the 12 o'clock hour. So thank you to both of you, and to William Brown and to Scott Jarobi. I'm sorry, Scott, if I massacred your name, and Amy Whitman. We really appreciate your gifts and for listening to our afternoon classics.
This really is such an amazing program, and it's nice to know that the people out there listen, that you listen, and that you are supporting the hard work that is put in by Jeff, Cordelia, and mm-hmm. Destiny. We're so lucky here at the station to have such great classical music hosts. And of course, coming up here in just a few minutes is going to be Laura Larson, your All Things Considered host. We've got Jay Schaefer in the morning. All of the staff here at Kansas Public Radio, we are so appreciative of our listeners and our listener members, especially, who feel like it's worth their time and their energy to make a little bit of a gift to Kansas Public Radio. If you are in that group of people who appreciate what we do here at the station, you can make your pledge of support right now by calling 888-577-5268, or it's always easy to log on to the website. That's at kansaspublicradio.org.
And indeed, give whatever you can, whatever you feel the music is worth to you, whatever you think this adds to your afternoon, and especially if you don't think that you could live without it. It's important to pledge your support at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. I know for my part, it's an enduring pleasure to be able to bring you wonderful classical music and elegant, beautiful pieces each and every weekday. It's always, I feel very blessed to be able to do that, and especially during the fall fanfare, it's always wonderful to hear from you with your appreciation and your support. It's a lot of fun and a wonderful thing that we have here in Northeast and East Central Kansas. Thank you for your support. Now, before 3 o'clock rolls around, let's listen to the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra as we tango with Igor Stravinsky. Marvelous tango, short but sweet, from Igor Stravinsky, put on for us by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where we have just about arrived at 3 o'clock, and it's time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. And All Things Considered from NPR News is on the way. But before I conclude, I want to say a big thank you to Max Paley, as well as Kelly Schroed of the Lead Center, and thanks to each and every one of you who made your voices heard in support of classical music during the fall fanfare on this Tuesday afternoon. Your support is vital to everything we do here at KPR, and we thank you for your pledges. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.